KHAS Radio, 104.1, 1230 AM. We're live here at Hastings Ford, 3101 Osborne Drive West. For the Car and Bike Show, the 7th annual Hastings Ford Car and Bike Show for a cause today. It's for Baca. We're here till 3 o'clock today at Hastings Ford, and I'm joined with Connie Hartzell-Pemper. Gotta bring this up, Connie. You brought a vehicle today to show at the car show. That's what you do. A 1963 Chevy Impala. Tell me about it.
Well, I've had her for about 45 years.
Okay.
I was pretty young when I bought it, and it was a family car for many years. And I've even done a little racing with it, and I just had it completely redone again about 3 years ago.
Okay. So now, you're a car collector, I assume.
Yes.
I collect guitars, which are a little cheaper, but similar. My wife says, why do you need 10 or 12 of these? Is it like that at all for you when you're collecting cars? You just can't get enough?
Well, I've got a lot of smaller die-cast cars that I have collected.
Okay.
But my Chevy is the only, drivable one I own.
Yeah. But you said it was a family car for a while for you guys. So it means something to your family.
Yes, it was a family car, and I took the kids to school in it. And she's got a lot of history with it.
So the kids love seeing it out, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. My son, he's into cars, and he loves it.
Love to hear it. So how many car shows do you get out to every year?
I've been trying to hit one every Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
Depending how far away they are. I like it a little closer, especially when it's so hot like today.
Oh, man, is it. Luckily, we got that wind. It's helping a little bit. But I got to ask you, the car show crowd, do you guys tend to be the same folks? You meet up every weekend. Like, I used to get into barbecue competitions, and it was basically every weekend you'd see the same folks on Thursday setting up for the weekend, kind of a thing. Is that similar with car shows?
It is somewhat similar. There's been so many car shows going on in June, and some of our groups go to different towns, and they just kind of meet up in a place, and they all drive together.
Okay.
And then last week I drove clear up to Ravana by myself to a car show, so, you can do it either way.
So you drove in the Impala?
Yes, I drove her up there.
So, and I apologize. Help me out here, Connie. Can I apologize for my ignorance? Any AC in that bad boy?
No AC. No AC. And I had to put a new radiator in it just so it wouldn't overheat on me because it had the same one from 63.
Oh,
so
man.
What do you do?
What do you do? Well, that's the fun of having a classic car, right? Kind of working with all that stuff. And then being able to do it mostly on your own because it's not as complicated and convoluted as some of these newer vehicles.
Yeah, you can open up the hood of that car and you could probably put another engine in it because it's so big in there, and the engine that's in it looks so small.
Love to see it. And again, joined here, Connie Hartzell-Pepper, who's showing her 1963 Chevy Impala here at the Hastings Ford Car and Bike Show, supporting Baca today. So make sure you stop on up to 3 o'clock. Stop to say hi to Connie. Check out her 1963 Chevy Impala and have a conversation with many of the folks out here showing vehicles. It's a great day to be here in Hastings, and Connie, we appreciate you showing a vehicle today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
KHAS Radio 104.1, 1230 AM. We'll continue next with the music. We're here at Hastings Ford until 3 o'clock. Hope to see you. KHAS Radio.